92.1 KMZA locker room chats conclude here on a Thursday for the MSU Sports Radio Network here at the Nemaha Central locker room chat. First up here, our girls locker room chat brought to you by Life Care Center of Seneca and Haug City. Unfortunately, Hen Hilgen not able to join us this week, but he'll be ready and back with it next week here on the MSU Sports Radio Network. But talking Nemaha Central right now on the girls side, a team right now that is 12-7 here on the overall season, 5-5 in non-league play, but 7-2 in Big East play, picking up a win in the Big East here earlier this week on Tuesday against St. Mary's, winning 59-26, a big-time victory over the St. Mary's Bears. And you go back last week, a loss to the Silver Lake Eagles, 66-37. Here, Big East play comes down to an end for Nemaha Central. Coming up on Friday, their final Big East game coming against Riley County. It'll be a game at home for Nemaha Central, and it will be the final Big East game of the season for Nemaha Central, and it'll be on 92.1 KMZA to listen to on the broadcast. It's the just the second-to-last home game of the season for Nemaha Central, as they'll finish home play next Friday against Concordia. But of course, four more games remaining of the regular season schedule for Nemaha Central, here with Riley County coming up on Friday, Opie next Tuesday, and Concordia coming up next Friday, and then the follow-up week after that on Monday against the Sabetha Blue Jays. So again, here it's the Nemaha Central locker room chat provided by Life Care Center of Seneca and Haug City. Haddon Hiltgen will join us back up for it next week, but again, for Nemaha Central, 12-7 on the season, 5-5 non-league, and 7-2 in the Big East, looking to have a closure with a victory over Riley County coming up here this Friday. And make sure to tune in on 2.1 KMZA for the radio coverage. Upcoming, we'll talk to head coach John Thomas with the Nemaha Central boys.